1039 WDKX, the Wake Up Club. Bill Pucko joins us now. Thank you for those listening, and we appreciate you. We're getting a lot of good feedback from not only this show, but a lot of people talking about high school sports, which you cover for that 30 minutes. It's all nice. High school all across Monroe County, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal for the high school kids, actually. And we did the what we call the NFL Films treatment of the leadership at Edison basketball game, the season opener for Edison. Great ball game, and man, is leadership good. This Devontae Higgins, he's not a score first guy, but he can score at will. He's a great assist. He's long. He rebounds, and he's a good, smart kid. It's a fun team to see play.
Well, you mentioned before you were teasing a little bit about high school basketball. It's already in full swing right about now, so. You can get out and catch some games if you find the time.
You know, we had just a footnote that we had seven city teams in the Section 5 finals last year, and there are going to be, I think, at least as many this year. I mean, the city basketball is back strong. I mean, stronger than I've seen it in the last 5 years.
Well, I tell you what, there's strong comments from Magic Johnson over the Lakers. He actually said in an interview he wants the Lakers to lose. Now, Mark Cuban said it about a month ago, and everybody's kind of like, oh, I don't really like that. Cuban talks too much, says too much. But this isn't just anybody. Magic Johnson says, I hope the Lakers lose every game because if you're going to lose, lose. And I'm serious. He said that in an interview. I mean, this is Magic Johnson basically saying middle of the pack. You don't want to be the 10th pick or the 14th pick. You want to be number one.
Well, we all know that to be true, though. I mean, all of us know it, especially in Philadelphia, where, what are they? They still have the one win, I guess. So they did get the one win.
Yep.
But they're built to fail. I mean, again, we talked about it last week, but they've got a draft pick who's injured and gone for the season. They got a draft pick who isn't delivered in a couple of years. They want to lose to get another one. And, you know, this is the reality of professional sports right across the board. The NFL teams don't want to finish in the middle of the pack and just miss the playoffs. You finish 7-9 in the NFL, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You got to be 2-14 if you can. I don't know where it turned and where it got so bad, but you remember, and it was public, the Suck for Luck campaign.
Absolutely.
Remember?
Yeah, we were talking about it last week.
And, you know, I just don't know where this became so acceptable, but leagues have to do something about this. They can't have 10 to 20% of its teams not caring about winning. It's just not good for any of the games.
And it's starting to go public as well, too. It's not just a Mark Cuban comment, which he says things that are outlandish all the time. Now it's Magic Johnson. Now it's teams actually doing it where, you know, sometimes owners or players would get angry at the inkling that they wouldn't be trying to win games. Now it's almost this acceptable culture. You're right, Bill, that it's got to change.
You know, it's huge in the NBA right now because all the old marquee franchises are bad. Mm. The Lakers, the Celtics, the Knicks, the Sixers are all bad. How this league, it's a credit to what LeBron James single-handedly does, I think, in the NBA, is to how the league is as popular as it is right now, because all the big cities, the popular teams, the marquee names are bad this year.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where the Cavs go the rest of this year, but don't look now. 8 straight wins for the Cavs. Everybody was concerned. This wasn't going to work. They were need to trade players. They've kept the same roster. They've worked it out. Blatch has worked it out. LeBron's worked it out. Kyrie Irving's playing a little bit better. Love's playing better. 8 straight wins. Are the Cavs finally getting this together?
We're also prone to panic, you know. But within those 8 wins, they took out Washington. They beat Toronto just a couple nights ago. You know, it's legitimate. They've passed the Bulls in the standings. There's probably no looking back in the East, you have to believe, for this team. You know, they play Oklahoma City tonight, so that'll be fun. And see how they do against some of the Western teams. But, you know, they did. They put it right back together. We went through the same thing when he went to Miami. Oh, it's not going to work. Look at how badly they're playing. They were 520 games into the season. It all works itself out.
Yeah, you got to sort of watch and let the process take place. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Cubs making an offer to John Lester. I believe he accepted it. 6 years, $155 million for John Lester.
I don't pay much attention to the money anymore, but I care more about what the Cubs are doing. Theo Epstein, the general manager out there, he's done fooling around. You know, he got the prospects. He traded Samardzija last year. He's got all these kids coming up. They're just about ready to pop. Some of them are ready. And now he's added Lester. They're doing things. If the Cubs... The Cubs have to be a 500 team this year, and I got to believe a year from now they're contending. And I said last year, as I just look at all the young players coming up, and this was amazing to me, it was the Cubs, the Astros, the Mets, and the Twins. I said within 3 years, those teams are at the bottom of the league will all be in the playoffs.
I think the Mets will be in that. I'm not just saying it as a Mets fan. I think that they can make a run with it with Harvey back this year. We'll wait and see what happens. The other interesting stories I saw, Johnny Manziel will get the start for Cleveland to play against Cincinnati. Marvin Lewis called him a midget. He has since apologized. But people hate Johnny Manziel. To be honest with you, Bill, I got to see this guy play at the NFL level. I know he did in college, and I know we don't like his off-the-field act, but can't we just wait and see what he can produce?
I guess we're going to find out, certainly. I think it's clear Mike Pettine, the coach in Cleveland, didn't want to play him.
Yeah.
Because if he really wanted to play him, he could have done this easily a month ago, and he chose not to. Mm. So, you know, now it's put up or shut up for Johnny Manziel. I mean, he's put himself out on a pretty far limb with his mouth and his antics and all the rest of this stuff. Let's see if he's up to it.
And plus, Hoyer has not played well at all over the last five games. So this is the opportunity, and we'll wait and see. Boy, Cincinnati cannot lose this division. They started off so well, and then to possibly lose to Johnny Manziel on Sunday should be fun. Also, the Bills, hey, listen, it's Denver. All they did was run the ball last week. This week, it's the Packers and the guy that could win league MVP in Aaron Rodgers. I don't see them winning this game at all. I think their next win will be against the Raiders, and then that'll be all she wrote, 8-8.
Well, I always fall back to something that Mike Catalano said years ago when the Bills, you know, were in the midst of their whole bad streak, and it's still true today. Mm-hmm. Buffalo gets everybody's worst game.
Yeah.
You know, the Patriots get everybody's best game. You play Green Bay, they get their best game because everyone's excited to play them. Nobody gets excited to play the Buffalo Bills, and Buffalo can use that to their advantage. I think they keep this one close because I think Green Bay – it just isn't going to play well. Mm. I think they come out flat for this game, and Buffalo has an opportunity maybe to steal one.
All right. Well, I mean, there's still there's an outside shot at the playoffs, but they'd have to run the table. That means Green Bay this week, the Raiders next week, and then end off the season with a win against the Patriots. I mean, you know, there are Christmas miracles, but I don't think that one's going to come through for Buffalo. I'm sorry.
But New England always plays hard, even when they don't need the game. And the chances are pretty good they're going to need it to hold on to home field for the playoffs. Yeah. So they're not going to roll over. They're certainly not going to roll over at home. And, you know, that last game's going to be no picnic. It'll border on tragic if somehow Buffalo needs it to get into the playoffs.
Or the Patriots need it to make sure they get home field advantage throughout the rest of the playoffs. Who's your special guest for the Rochester Press Box this week?
Well, we got Dan Moriarty coming in from WHDK. He's guesting. And we get Jody Gage, who's, you know, hockey royalty in this town. He comes in next week for us.
All right. Definitely should be a lot of fun. 103.9 WDKX Wake Up Club. Good morning.